alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she can f*** all night. Called up the home. I love the comeback. I'm a huge Cube fan, but I was sitting here silently praying, dear Lord, please let this be the cleanest version available. Well, there's a lot of
things to
scratches.
Yeah.
It's a scratched record. That's what it is.
It's
like when I listen to this, I got the little mute button on my car, and every time, you know, you got to beep, beep, beep. I mean, this is a very busy song, so if they got the kids in the car,
earmuffs.
Yeah.
Earmuffs.
You don't have to celebrate. Let's go to the Revolution Hotline. We'll talk some golf coming up. Big news in the world of golf. Actually, I played with a guy yesterday who'll be impacted significantly by this.
Really?
Well, if he was a professional.
Okay.
He putted like one yesterday. We go to the Revolution Hotline where Robbie Nyswanger is standing by from the Arkansas News Bureau. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it going?
Very fine. Are you in, you're in Fayetteville, right?
I'm actually up in Cave Springs, which is in Benton County. So it's just north.
It's a lot like Fayetteville.
Robbie, I heard there were some storms up there yesterday, man.
Yeah, there were, but you know, it was pretty rough ride for about 15, 20 minutes, but it was nothing like what happened west of us.
Sure.
So, no doubt. But there was no damage up here or anything. I think Bayville probably took more of the brunt of that storm than this area up here. And I think Fort Smith got some more last night too than we did up here. So we're lucky up this way. Not too bad. Just a lot of wind, a lot of rain.
Yeah, we had an early interview scheduled, so we didn't get a chance to settle in and talk about things that are far more important than sports, such as the devastation over in Moore, Oklahoma. But certainly anybody that has connections there, and I don't know why we would have any listeners necessarily over in that area, but I do want to pass on thoughts and prayers to the folks in Oklahoma who've been impacted by this. Just got some breaking news from CNN. The medical examiner revises the death toll in Moore, and this doesn't happen very often, but it actually was a downward revision, yes, to 24 from 51. Certainly a huge loss of life. None of those folks, children. So an unbelievable, tragedy over there yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, Chris, before we get to this, sorry, Robbie. I meant to ask you off the top of the show, too. I know we're keeping an eye on the skies today. What's the potential for
preliminary reports? I talked to, obviously, Melinda this morning during the show.
You mean you listened to her do 47 weather reports?
She did about 48, 47. That was the over-under, but she pushed. And also called Todd Jacoby and talked to him. He said, you know, the actual risk is more towards the southwest portion of the state today. Mm-hmm. Moderate risk, but still there is a slight risk for everybody. So just keep that in mind. Obviously, there's a lot of different outlets. KTV Weather App, KTV.com will keep you updated on Twitter, on Facebook all day.
Yeah, it's amazing. I was thinking about this yesterday, how far we've come in this world and all the technology and all the things we can do, and yet, you know, storms still have an impact like this. And whether it's a hurricane or a tornado or a tsunami or, you know, some of the other, the combinations thereof.
I mean, you see it now. I mean, yesterday you're watching live video of these tornadoes while they happen, and I think it's humbling to watch.
Yeah, it makes you feel pretty powerless.
Wow, I mean, Mother Nature is so much stronger than any of us can ever imagine, so... Like you said, our thoughts and prayers, and we'll keep an eye on the skies today for sure at Channel 7, so stay tuned.
All right. Well, on a completely different note, over in Hoover, Alabama, they are playing the SEC baseball tournament. It starts today. Arkansas awaiting the winner of Kentucky and Ole Miss.
You said they're victim.
Well, I'm hoping so. That's Razorback bravado
Robbie,
speaking.
What do you think about that?
Well, I'll have to wait and see, because if Ole Miss gets through, aren't they more like Arkansas's old nemesis or something like that? So.
Yeah.
The Rebels haven't been kind to the Razorbacks here lately, and I think they shut them out in the SEC tournament last year as well. So we'll see what happens. I know Ole Miss is up 2-1 right now. They actually have 4 doubles in this game so far. I've been watching it on TV, so they're hitting the ball pretty well. So they're on their way at this point, as long as they can finish things out.
You can't spell nemesis without miss, I don't think, actually.
I haven't tried it, but that sounds good to me.
Yeah, I'll go with it.
So what you're telling me is Kentucky's a better matchup, and as the 11 seed, you would assume so, yes?
Well, yeah, of course. You know, Kentucky's been kind of sliding since the end of the season, and we know that Arkansas played very well against them, or at least pitched very well against them in that series up in Lexington a couple weeks ago, winning 2 out of 3 up there. So, you know, yeah, it would be a better matchup, but that's what 6-11 is all about. You know, Ole Miss came to Fayetteville and beat the Rebels beat the Razorbacks 2 out of 3. To start SEC season. So it's been a while since they've seen them, but, I think Arkansas will be ready for whoever, obviously. They got Barrett Aspen that's going to be on the mound on Wednesday. No reason to change the pitching rotation, according to Dave Van Horn, so they're going to go with their best guys. It's going to be Aspen, Stanek, and then if they're still around, it'll be Fant in the third game.
Yeah, Arkansas, you know, and we everybody has that, and we've been saying this for weeks now, so I hate to be redundant, but we always say, it's not that big a deal for them in the SEC tournament. For the first time in recent history, I would say that this is definitely an important SEC tournament for Arkansas to try to lock up a region. I was actually pleasantly surprised to see that they held pretty tight in the rankings, despite the 2 out of 3 losses to Auburn.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm looking, I just opened it up while we were talking. The NCAA's new RPI is out, and Arkansas's fallen to number 48. That number sticks out, and it's going to stand out, and I think ultimately it's going to be the reason that Arkansas will not be hosting a regional.
Doesn't this league deserve 3 teams? And if you're going to put 3 teams in, the only other team to put in is South Carolina, and Arkansas beat South Carolina heads up, and they're ranked ahead of them.
I think so, but I think Mississippi State actually is one of those teams that's moved into hosting consideration as well. So you could have 3 or 4 SEC teams that are hosting, and I don't think one of them is going to be Arkansas. Obviously, we got to wait and see. You know, if Arkansas somehow runs the championship game, you know, win some big games against some ranked opponents here in this tournament, you know, maybe that is enough to improve their positioning, but. At this point, there, I don't think there's any doubt Arkansas is on the outside looking in when it comes to hosting a regional. And, you know, in the grand scheme of things, I don't think Arkansas really cares. You know, they're saying all the right things. They want to host a regional. They like to be at home. They understand there's some perks to being at home, but they also feel comfortable on the road because they did it last year. So, again, they're going to try to win games in this tournament. You know, you don't go into it saying we're going to try to lose. You know, we don't really care. We just want to go home. But they're really gearing up for next week. That's what their plan is. That's what their thought process is, whether they're going to be at home or on the road.
Debbie Downer joining us on the Revolution Hotline, also known as Robbie Neiswanger. And,
Robbie's just speaking the truth.
Can they do themselves
enough? Speaking the truth.
Okay, so the question becomes, can they do themselves enough good, and how much good will they have to do to get a regional, do you think, or do you think it's out of the question at this point?
Well, I think it's all based on that RPI, it seems, you know, and I guess let's put it this way. When it comes to Sunday, you know, when those regional fields are announced, when that committee's putting together who's hosting regionals, you know, they're going to have to decide, is Arkansas's third place finish in the SEC more important than their RPI? And I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think historically speaking, I think the RPI has been more important in the past.
More important than rankings, more important than finish in a major conference? Okay.
Absolutely, and so I think that's going to end up being the thing that hurts Arkansas. And, you know, so when you look at it, you know, well, why is their RPI so low? I mean, let's look at it this way. Arkansas is, you know, what, they finished 18-11 in the SEC. Mississippi State finished, what, 16-14? Well, Mississippi State's number 10 in the RPI, and Arkansas's number 48. That is a huge gap. And,
wow.
And I just think when you look at who Arkansas played, and, you know, it's not their fault necessarily, but the teams they scheduled, a lot of them are at the very, very bottom of the RPI, and we're talking like 270s and things like that. You know, Mississippi Valley State is number 298, which is very, very last. Alabama A&M, they also played them. They're 295. So you've got a lot of games against a lot of teams down there, and that's drugged down their RPI. And also, you know, they had some trips where they didn't play so well. That 0-4 trip out to Arizona.
Whenever you get a chance to go to Arizona that time of year, the answer is yes. Although if Arkansas could do it over again and they had skipped that, You do have to wonder where their RPI would be without those 4 terrible losses.
No doubt. And then also, you know, we can look at that trip to Nebraska where they went 0-2. You know, losing at Nebraska is not the worst thing in the world. But, you know, going 0-6 in those games, I think, is ultimately something that's really hurt them as far as, you know, the RPI goes as well. So, you know, unfortunately, it doesn't look good for Arkansas as far as hosting hopes. I guess that they're still holding out a glimmer of hope this week. You know, maybe they can make a run and change that. But, you know, at this point, it just doesn't look likely to me.
So if Arkansas has to throw 4 guys, who do you think the 4th pitcher is?
That's a good question. I would answer that by saying probably Colin Poche.
I was just going to ask you if he's been kidnapped by aliens. I've not heard his name mentioned in weeks.
I know. I think he made an appearance, what was it, their last home series, I think? And that was the first time I'd seen him or heard his name in a while. You know, I would guess he maybe would be the 4th guy, maybe a guy like Trey Killian. Both those guys have 5 starts this year. So they're the ones that are behind the big 3 in terms of number of starts this year. So you would point to those guys. In reality, it would be good for Arkansas to get to 4 games in this tournament because of the fact you might need a 4th guy in the regional. So it would certainly help if you can get a guy like that out on the mound and get him going through a start so that he would know what to expect when he gets into a regional next week.
Robbie Neiswanger joining us on the Revolution Hotline, talking about the SEC baseball tournament. He, of course, with the Arkansas News Bureau. And I did look here, and I didn't realize this because we don't follow Pac-12 baseball very closely, but Arizona State, a team that beat Arkansas twice on that trip out to Arizona earlier in the season, is ranked right behind Arkansas in the collegiate baseball poll, and they are in the top 20 in the Baseball America poll, so those two losses don't look as bad. Nebraska, a team that is perennially a top 25 team, down this year, and so the losses up there certainly hurt, I think, probably overall.
Yeah, and you also didn't get to play Oklahoma, which probably could have helped your RPI, just having them on the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you would have helped yourself by winning that game, you know, but just having them on the schedule, they probably would have helped as well. So you had a rain out there.
That's
and then,
right.
You know, another game that you had rained out, you know, a chance for another win at Georgia, even though their RPI was really low, just trying to get another win to you know, help the resume and maybe drag that up a little bit. You know, you just happened to lose a couple games, and you lost a couple on the schedule as well. So I think it all plays into it.
Speaking of, Georgia's head coach, David Pernow, stepping down after 17 years on the staff, 12 years as the head coach. They've certainly had some success, but they were in the tank this year. And now you start worrying about when you have success, whether somebody comes after you. So if you're one of the top few teams in the SEC, you wonder if there's a coach on your staff that they may look at. You know, maybe they can get a head coach from somewhere else. I would imagine with the facilities they have there and the tradition they have there, they'll be able to get a head coach from another university. But if you're looking for an assistant from a successful program, a couple guys on Arkansas staff that I would think that, you know, might be in line for somebody to at least come after.
Yeah, I mean, those are guys who have done good jobs here. I know a lot of people are down on Butler because of Todd Butler, because of the batting average, but I think that's just, you know, that's part of his job. I think he does a great job recruiting as well for this program. We all know that. I mean, a lot of the talent that Arkansas has on campus, a lot of the reason is, you know, because he was the one out there recruiting hard for these guys. So, and he's had a history of putting together great classes. So, you know, I think that you know, he's a guy that's, his name seems to always come up when you're talking about job openings, things like that. I think he's respected pretty much around the country. Last year, he had a chance to, or an opportunity to at least interview at Texas for an assistant coaching job, and you know, Arkansas was able to keep him here, you know, in the off season by you know, giving him a little more money, and he got a title out of it too, associate head coach. So mm-hmm. He's somebody that, you know, you certainly have to look at. Will he get that job? I have no idea. But I will say this: Georgia's a very, very good job. So you've got to imagine that there's a lot of coaches out there that are very intrigued at the opening there.
Yeah, I don't know the history on it, but I would assume that somebody would have come at Dave Jorn before now. I mean,
yeah.
And obviously with him having the number one ERA in the country,
yeah.
You know, he would be a guy that would be a hot commodity to some degree. I don't know if he has any interest, but I'm assuming if he wanted to leave, he probably would have done it by now.
Yeah, you know, and honestly, I thought about that too. I've never talked to Dave Jorn about, you know, those types of aspirations. You know, does he want to be a head coach? I don't know. I don't know if that's what he wants to, or if he just enjoys what he's doing right now, working with pitchers and being a pitching coach. So if he's interested in opportunities, I think he definitely deserves a look because of what he's done, you know, with Arkansas's pitching. And there's no doubt he's getting he gets a lot of credit and should get a lot of credit. Every time I talk to one of Arkansas's pitchers, you know, about, you know, why is the staff been so good? The first thing they say is Dave Jorn. Just his ability to work with them and teach them and show them what they need to do and how they need to pitch. They give a lot of credit to him. So if there are opportunities like that and he wants one of those, I think he definitely is very deserving.
Robbie, appreciate the time very much. And hopefully on Monday of next week, we can sit and recap an SEC championship for Arkansas and start talking about a regional, a home regional. But we'll see. But
there you go.
Man, appreciate the time, and we'll visit again soon.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. It's Robbie Neiswanger of the Arkansas News Bureau. Good stuff. We'll take a timeout. It is 10:47 on a dreary Tuesday in the zone. Justin Akery joined in the Fury Electric studio by Chris Kane. As we head on the break, here's little Dave Van Horn talking about the SEC tournament. By the way, Trey Schaap of our staff is live in Hoover, Alabama. We'll get him on a little bit later. Also, he will have more pregame sound from Dave Van Horn after Arkansas figures out who they're going to be facing. As we mentioned earlier, Ole Miss with the edge right now on Kentucky. We'll try to keep you updated on the scores on that as well. Big news in the world of golf. We'll talk about that coming up in the zone on the Buzz Radio Network.
Obviously, we're very happy that we put ourselves in position to, you know, to get a bye. Gives us a little bit more time to rest some pitchers and get a couple of our position players healthy. This past weekend at Auburn, I had to sit down a couple of our our starters in the field, and it took away from our offense a little bit. And but it's been a battle. This league is so tough every year. You open the season hoping to just play well and stay healthy, and we've done that for the most part. We do have a good pitching staff. We have a good bullpen, and we felt like our offense is starting to kick it in a little bit. We've had some good games, but then again, it seems like at least one time every weekend we don't score very many runs or, fight that a little bit. But a lot of times you have to give credit to the other team and their pitchers. So we're excited to be in postseason play and looking forward to Wednesday.
My shot. Man, I love golf.
Why is Joe so happy? It's the McCafe line of delicious beverages. In his golf cart, the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And from May 21st to the 23rd, hurry in and get a small for just $1.
Golf's awesome.
Remember, from May 21st to the 23rd, get a small blueberry pomegranate smoothie for just $1. There's always something new to love from McCafe at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
I'm a woman who wants it all. I want to sleep late and still get to work on time. That's why I go for a sausage McMuffin with egg sandwich, savory sausage, melty cheese, and a fresh egg on a toasted English muffin. That gets me going, fuels my morning, cranks my engine. Okay, I'm out of metaphors.
The simple joy of having it all. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $3. That's two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for $3 at McDonald's. Prices and participation vary for a limited time.
Hey, welcome to Nissan. During our sign and drive event, a pen's all you need to drive home a new Nissan.
I can get the all new Altima?
Sure, got a pen.
Do you have the Rogue?
Do you have a pen?
You mean I could just drive home a new Sentra?
Yep, just need a pen.
How about the all new Pathfinder?
A pen's about all you need.
What about intuitive four wheel drive, seating for seven, and the tech I want? Does it come with that?
Did you come with a pen? Need a pen?
Thank you.
No problem.
Grab a pen and go. It's Nissan's first ever sign and drive event. Get to Nissan for great lease offers today. Or when you buy, get 0% APR on Altima. Save up to $4,800 on Rogue. Shop ChooseNissan.com or your local Nissan store. Event ends May 31st.
Hey, need this back?
Nah, you can keep it.
Oh, the pen?
No, the car.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
For well-qualified customers, $27.78 per month per thousand borrowed on Altima. $4,800 consists of $500 Nissan cash, $500 NMAC, $1,500 special edition package savings, $2,300 equipment allowance. Available when financed through NMAC. Must purchase from new dealer stock. Call 1-888-858-8319 for details. N7113.
Jay was a man's man. He had five children with his dream wife of 30 years. And like most men, in his 50s, Jay's body stopped functioning the way it should, and his wife began to have doubts.
She started saying, "You're not attracted to me anymore." She thought I didn't care anymore. And I'm going, "That isn't it at all."
Jay needed answers.
I tried the pills. They didn't work. They always gave me an upset stomach. I tried everything possible under the sun. And then I tried Arkansas Men's Clinic.
Every man's answer is unique.
They have a lot of different options. They even check my testosterone and PSA. Amazing group of guys.
Arkansas Men's Clinic found his perfect solution.
It's like I'm 20 years old again, and she says, "You're in love with me again, and our relationship is stronger than it's ever been." It's worth it.
Call and get your solution. Call 501-490-9830.
Arkansas Men's Clinic. You know what? I owe them more than anything.
501-490-9830. 501-490-9830.
In the Zone, you get great insight from former NBA players like Big Joe Klein.
One of my favorite quotes of all time is by Herm Edwards. He was talking about in the old days, people used to hang their laundry out because they didn't have dryers. He said, "Now, if you had holes in your underwear, you dried them in the house. You turned on the stove and you laid them out in front of the stove. You didn't put them on the line." You know what I'm saying?
Keep your underpants off the line and your ears in the zone. Coming to you from the Fury Electric Studio on the Buzz Radio Network.
Well, all right, welcome back in the zone. I am, it's good news, bad news Tuesday. Good news is tomorrow we're going to carry the Razorback game on the Buzz. The bad news is Crazy Mike was going to come up and feed the whole darn crew. Son of a.
How convenient he would pick that day.
Well, I picked it, and he said,
"Oh, you would
sure.
pick it. How convenient. Way to go."
You know what? I don't appreciate you talking down to me. I'm trying to service the people's ears and not your stomach,
talking
Chris.
Talking at you.
Around me.
Yeah, that too.
It's becoming more and more difficult as time goes on.
It is.
Tonight I will be at Crazy Mike's because it is Crumb Snatcher Tuesday. That's not the official
name.
What
does name, that mean?
Basically, what it means is if you're an adult, which I mean, legally, I am.
Talk to me like a layperson.
You can bring your kid in there, and when you pay for your food, you can get your kid's meal for $1.75. That's right.
Really?
Yes. I'm telling you, it makes – you couldn't go to the store, buy ingredients, and make your crumb snatcher something to eat for less than that.
Nope.
It's insane.
Ain't happening. But you can do it at Crazy Mike's.
But you cannot feed them beer. But you can feed them great food at Crazy Mike's. I say what's up to Justin Moore. Justin Moore and Joe Klein, two of my favorites of all time, and that comeback right there. Boys, it's beer time, so anyway, get over to Crazy Mike's tonight and get yourself a great meal and get your kids something, too, for $1.75. That's just the Tuesday night special. I was talking to somebody yesterday. He said, you know, I'd love going to Crazy Mike's. I said, what's that? Catfish. I really don't eat the catfish very often except when he brings it up here because I get all lost in the wings and po' boy sandwiches and crawfish bisque and gumbo.
Well, you know, catfish comes on a po' boy. That's what I get.
That's true. You know what? I never thought about that.
You could combine those two great things together.
I wonder if I could get a suicide po' boy from Crazy Mike. Like, if I went in there and got like
that doesn't even sound attractive.
No, like an oyster. Think about this. Oyster, catfish, chicken, crawfish, po' boy, all mixed together. I mean, like, kaboom!
It sounds dangerous.
A po' boy explosion in your mouth.
Sounds dangerous.
I'm going to try that tonight.
Be careful.
Crazy Mike, get ready. We're gonna start some new things. And I'm also going to throw this at him.
Just go with it.
I hope he's going to be there tonight. Because he's got such a good staff now. Sometimes he isn't there. But I'm going to throw this at him tonight. I want to take a couple of the different wing sauces and put them on shrimp and see how that goes over. So, like, you take the Thai chili sauce for the wings, you put it on shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
You take the garlic parmesan, yum yum, put it on shrimp. And not that I don't love it on the wings.
It's going to mix and match.
I just want to see how it goes.
You do. Hey.
Hey, look, I think outside the box. That's just me.
In the words of Lil Wayne, if I can't do what I want, I'm going to just die. Take that and run with it.
I'll be honest, there were a lot of people I've expected you to quote there, and that was not one of them. Anyway, go by and see Crazy Mike. 200 North Bowman Road. I will be there with two lovely little crumb snatchers tonight, which actually I do have to give a little pat on the back to my the smallest bakery today. Coming up in a second. Something that's actually relevant to listeners, though, before we do that. The USGA, also known as the U.S. Golf Association, and the RNA, the Royal and Ancient Golf Club. I mean, that is so snobby. They even sound snobby with their organization, with the Royal and Ancient. Announced Tuesday they've outlawed the practice of anchoring a club to the body when the player makes a stroke. A lot of people thought they would say, nah, you know what? I know a lot of people are against it. There have been some rulings against it. We're going to let it ride. Nope, it's over. The decision could open the door to possible litigation and potential resistance from golf organizations the world over. What about if you put your life savings into long putter technology? Oh, yes, this is going to be great. People all over the world will take this because they can anchor the putter. It's great technology. For the last six majors, it's worked out great. We're doing awesome. What? You ruled what? Sounds like a lawsuit. Somebody's bucking for a promotion. Anyway, the new rule, 14-1B. Trey Schapp will know that by heart. With the other ones, he'll probably have it tattooed on his backside. Prohibits strokes made with a club or hand gripping the club held directly against the player's body or with a forearm against the body to establish an anchor point. Okay, what about this? What if I put my forearm against someone else? What if you and I are playing in a four-ball match together on the same team against our two interns, for example?
Okay.
And I anchor my forearm against your back. Can I do that?
That's called an assist.
Is it possible? Is it legal? I
think
don't
it's
know.
Legal. If it's not yours,
what
if it's
rule?
Mine, it's
Where's
mine.
The rule? Show me the rule. Peter Dawson, chief executive of the RNA, said the recent upsurge in the use of anchored putting strokes, whether to the belly, chest, or under the chin. I'd like to anchor it to some other areas just to see.
Yeah,
in the junior ranks and on the pro tours, brought the subject into renewed focus. Major victories recently. Keegan Bradley, 2011 PGA. Webb Simpson, 2012 U.S. Open. Ernie Els, 2012 British Open. Adam Scott, 2013 Masters. All long putter dudes. It's just weird. I wish I could anchor my 7-iron and that would in some way help me. That would be helpful. I don't need to anchor my putter. I'm a good putter.
Would you like?
I'm terrible at everything else. Can somebody build me where I can anchor my driver, my 7-iron, or a wedge that would actually help my game? That would be valuable.
I'll work on that.
Even a 56-degree that I could chip with would be fantastic.
You ready for an opinion from one of your favorites, David Faraday?
Oh, I love Faraday.
Okay, here's what he said. Horrible decision.
Give it to me, Faraday.
No, you do it. From David Faraday's Twitter account.
Horrible decision. Professional golfers need to make the rules for professional golf, not rocket science, or, as Sergio likes to say, rocket engineers.
All right. That's pretty good.
We'll have to...
And then he continues.
And I'll tell you another thing. We need a nostril putter. Go with your dominant nostril, screw the nose gripping, and let her swing. Sneezing would be the yips. I'm David Faherty. Check out my show. It's once a week on the Golf Show.
I love it.
This week I'll be interviewing Chris Kane of KATV. I'll talk to him about how he can't beat Justin Akre in a match, but he's a pretty good golfer. No, golfer. I said the golfers. Someday, Chris, you'll be married someday soon. And then someday, soon, you'll have a kid down the road, too.
Oh, yeah?
Is
that going to happen?
Well, the one thing you want to know is what your kids really think of you. Well, my six-year-old son has put together a little pamphlet of what he thinks about when he thinks of his daddy.
This is scary.
Oh, I'll tell you about it.
Attention business owners and managers. I don't have to tell you that 2013 could very well be a challenging year for the average Central Arkansas business. Higher taxes and changes in the health care rates will force businesses to look for clever ways to save dollars. Now, one solution is to save money on ink and laser toner cartridges. It's just this simple. Cartridge World can save your business up to 45% over the big box stores. Period. Save up to 45% on the spot. As always, we guarantee our products 100% and we'll deliver to our business customers at no charge as well. Try getting that over the internet. At Cartridge World, we specialize in laser, toners, and ink cartridges. That's our business, and that's why we're the best qualified to help you. So face 2013 head on. Check out your locally owned and operated Cartridge World. Two convenient locations to serve you. 11321 West Markham across from Office Depot in Little Rock, or 4816 North Hills next to Kroger in North Little Rock. Cartridge World. Why buy new cartridges when all you need is new ink? Are you a member of the Fuel...